It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's T&R.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter.
At Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Now Gruff moves in motion right to left with White in the backfield for Brady, who takes the snap. Backs up, fires, no, he pumps, and he's hit. He moves up, he's going to run, he dives into the end zone. A touchdown for the Patriots with a flag on the play.
Got to be holding. It's got to be holding on his defense.
Brady somehow was able to pump the arm and hold on to the football and bounce off the hit. In for the score.
This is where we just can't miss.
We just can't miss.
Where we just can't miss.
With a beat like this.
I love this song, but it's like 8 hours long. This hour of, because it was made for the clubs.
Yeah, well, most of the songs in the 70s were about seven minutes long.
You made them for the clubs.
That's right.
White Lines was about 7.5, 8 minutes long.
White
but
Lines.
But that's a good 7.5 minutes.
Well, but that's about cocaine and the dangers of it. By the way, Melly Mel was like doing more cocaine than you can imagine.
While singing this song.
Well, he did it, but yeah. This hour of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by Stop and Shop. Lynn Worthy, kind enough to join us. He's the Kansas City Chiefs beat writer for the Kansas City Star. And he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Worthy, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on.
I hear that you're a local.
Yeah, I grew up in Lowell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kingsborough High School. And the first newspaper I worked at was the Lowell Sun. So.
Do you know this Bob Fesco character on the radio in Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know him real well, but I'm familiar with him.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's talking a lot of trash.
He called our mountains pompous. Yeah, he said, New England with your pompous mountains and your Maine.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, we're all very offended.
Still trying to figure it out, but I guess I'm supposed to be offended?
No, it was pretty funny. All right, so we had Burt Breer in from MMQB for an hour today, and he was talking about the field and that going into the Indianapolis game, it was believed that it would be beneficial to Indianapolis because of the condition of the field, and it gets sloppy and things like that. But he said the opposite happened, and it actually benefited Kansas City. First of all, what is your expectation for the condition of the field going into the game, and is that true? Because they're used to playing in those conditions, that it's actually a benefit to them.
Going into this game, I expect the field conditions to be really good. I mean, I know they did some resodding, which that was, I believe, complete as of yesterday. They have a heating system that keeps the field from freezing. So I expect it to be, you know, not an issue at all as far as, you know, the condition of the field. Last week, I don't know if it was the field as much as just was the cold, but it seemed like something was something got to Indianapolis. I don't think they were really you didn't get what you thought you were getting compared to, you know, previous games they'd played. Like, I just don't think that. I think the weather probably psyched them out, and I don't think it had an effect on the Chiefs. You look at the way Andrew Luck played and skipping passes and throwing balls all over the place, and, yeah, I just don't think that they dealt with the weather as well as the Chiefs did, not to mention the fact that, you know, Chiefs playing at home and just the home field advantage of the crowd and that sort of stuff. So, I don't think it's going to be an issue this week. I mean, especially considering, I mean, Patriots certainly know about playing in cold. There's talk of some snow and a wintry mix maybe today, but it should be fine for Sunday. At least that's the latest forecast.
Yeah, people here are very upset that it keeps getting warmer and warmer there. This Arctic thing is making people very upset. All right, Mahomes, and obviously Mahomes was very composed against Indianapolis, and that's a great sign. The first time he played the Patriots, it was a primetime game, and the first couple of possessions, it looked like he was, you know, trying too hard and that he was like pressing a little bit. Do you think that that's over with him? That you think, do you expect him to come out in this game and be comfortable and play within himself?
I do. I mean, and we've seen that a couple of times in some of these primetime games where he was a little off early, you know, missed some passes that he probably could have made, including that game in New England. I think he has settled in. I think, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise if, you know, that first drive he was a little overamped, but I don't think it's going to be something that would last, you know, too long into the game, especially being at home where he's going to be more comfortable. And I think it's just going to be a matter of whether or not, you know, he handles whatever it is that, you know, Belichick and that defense throw at him. You know, the first game, that first half against the Patriots in Foxborough was just, it was, like you said, him forcing some things, him not just taking what the defense gave him. He had those two interceptions in the first half. They only scored 9 points. But then in the second half, obviously, bounced back with 31 points. They scored, I think, on 5 of their 6 second-half possessions, and that's 4 touchdowns and a field goal. All 4 of his touchdown passes are in the second half. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out a little amped up, but I don't expect it to extend. And if it does, it's probably more, it has to do more with you know, the defense than the moment.
Yeah, and you mentioned the defense. The problem in the second half was there really wasn't a lot of margin for error because Kansas City's defense struggled to get off the field at times against Tom Brady. What is your take on the defense? Give up a lot of yards, a lot of points, but they sacked the quarterback a ton. I'm really not sure what to expect from them on Sunday.
You know, and they played much better at home. And at first I thought that, you know, that was just a factor of some of the teams they played at home. You know, they definitely had – the teams they played on the road definitely had a much better record, especially when you take out, you know, the teams that they played in both places. You look and see, you know, obviously they played at New England. They played the Rams on the road. But I think the one thing that is a legit factor is when they play at home, I think the pass rush does improve. I mean, they were tied for the league leading sacks, but then at home when you have the crowd noise and you have that silent snap count, I've heard multiple players say it, and I'm starting to think that it is true, just the fact that, you know, when you take away that advantage from the offensive line against this group, that, you know, that small advantage of knowing the snap count and being able to get off the ball, you equal that out with Dee Ford, Justin Houston coming off the edges, and Chris Jones coming up the middle, as well as Alan Bailey. I think that does change things a little bit. And, you know, I mean, even you look at last week, the Colts offensive line had given up 18 sacks in 17 games, including the playoff game. They got to him 3 times, and luck, again, just didn't really look the same. It's going to be obviously different with Brady, but Luck was getting the ball out fast, too. I think he was getting it out 7th fastest of any quarterback in the NFL on average. And they were able to get to him up the middle. They were able to make him hold a little bit longer. So it's going to be different with Tom Brady, or you'd think it might be different with Tom Brady, but those are the things that you need to do if you're going to have a chance.
Okay, looking at that first meeting, you know, Patrick Mahomes obviously excelled on the big stage, and he's gotten more experience since then. He's got the confidence of a playoff win under his belt. But when you first played the team first played the Patriots, they had Kareem Hunt, and now there's a few injuries. Do you think that the team that the Patriots are going to be playing on Sunday is better than the team that they played in Week 6?
Offensively, I'm not sure if they're better. I mean, they're not. I don't think there's as much of a drop-off as it, you know, maybe looks, just because of, I mean, it's not as explosive, that's for sure. But I don't think it took a huge step backwards without Kareem. And that's sort of saying a mouthful, just because they're really on basically the second back since Kareem, because Spencer Ware started after that. He's been the number 2 back, a guy who started in the past Actually, it was him getting injured that opened the door for Kareem to start that game against New England last season in the opener. But he got hurt again this season, and so Damian Williams, the former Dolphins running back, stepped in and looked really good for them. Not quite the same explosiveness as Kareem, but he still looked pretty good. I think the biggest difference between the two teams, the team that being the Chiefs team that came there in week six and the team now, is probably on the defensive side, because there's been significant personnel changes there with guys coming back from injury, and then just also some different lineup changes. They made a change at the starting corner spot, adding Charvarius Ward in there. So I think that's the biggest difference. And I do think the defense has been playing better since that week.
All right. How is Kansas City going to stop the run? Because now Belichick won't do this probably, but the idea is that they're going to try to establish the run and kill some clock and get the ball out of Mahomes' hands. What's your feeling on if Kansas City is going to be able to stop that?
Well, that's going to be the big question, because the Chiefs have, teams have been able to run on them. I don't know that the Patriots will be trying to sit on the ball, but I think they will. They're going to test that running game. I mean, that run defense, I don't know why you wouldn't. So it's going to be a matter of if the Chiefs can do what they did against the Colts. And obviously this is a different team than the Colts, but be able to play well against the run on first down and then keep the Patriots from sort of getting ahead of the sticks. If they can do that and make Brady have to throw on third down and give themselves a chance for, to try and get some pressure on him, then that might be the difference in the game. Now, if the Patriots are able to, get themselves in third and short and give themselves more options, if they're able to run it consistently, which I sort of, I think there's a chance they're able to do that, especially if they do what they've done, against the Colts there, and they go traditional personnel and get yourselves a fullback in the game and have Gronkowski out there blocking, then I'm not sure if the Chiefs defense is going to be able to hold up. I think they did a lot of that first game too. I think Devlin was in the game like 40% of the time or something like that the first game in Foxborough. So I think that's going to be a big part of this game plan for the Patriots.
All right, who do you like, Mr. Linworthy?
Well, since last week, I believe I said that the better matchup for the Chiefs was probably the Patriots. Then, for the sake of consistency, I will give the Chiefs a slight edge. I'll give them the 3 points for being at home. So I'll give the Chiefs a slight edge on this one.
How dare you? All right.
I didn't say anything about the mountains.
Don't insult our mountains. They may be pompous.
You tell that Bob Fesco to keep his distance. Lynn Worthy from the Kansas beat writer for the Kansas City Chiefs and for the Kansas City Star. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
All right, we appreciate it. Brian Scalabrini's in the building, and he's going to scal it up in just a moment.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What did we miss out on?
Oh, Max Kellerman. Everyone's been talking about him this weekend. Everyone's been getting all outraged. But I have to admit, it was kind of fun when yesterday Teddy Bruschi showed up to talk to Max Kellerman. Because meeting Teddy Bruschi in person, admit it's a little intimidating.
Also, we were asking him to do versions of Rush songs.
One of the greatest bits of all time.
A lot of trepidation in that room before you guys went in and talked to him.
It was one of the first and only times Rich requested I went with him.
Yes, I remember that. Because usually he doesn't care.
So this was an idea that we had that we were just like kind of out of it. You get loopy sometimes after the show.
Yeah.
And you propose stupid stuff. Well, Teddy Bruschi was in town recording something. And we're like, what if we had him do a bit? We're like, what? And I just went, how about he does songs by Rush and we call it Getty Bruschi? And we just all started laughing. I'm like, okay, well, one of two things is going to happen. Either A, he says, okay, I'll do it, and it'll be funny. Or he says, no, it's horribly awkward, and then we have a great story. But at the end of the day,
a modern day warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down as arrogant. His reserve, a quiet defense, riding out the day's events. The river, the river.
You know, podcasts, I got, this is totally off topic. But, okay, so you look at podcasts, you're like, they all suck. I just found this yesterday. Eddie Trunk's podcast. I look at how many I downloaded. Vinny Vincent, Tom Kiefer, George Lynch, and Bobby Dahl.
Oh, wow.
Don Dockett and Mick Brown. KK Downing.
Oh, jeez. Well, all I know is that after that day, my respect for Teddy Bruschi went up through the roof a million. I mean, that was awesome that he did that. But Teddy Bruschi, also, once again, fairly intimidating guy. That's why I found this clip of him on the show with Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith to be somewhat entertaining. Teddy Bruschi confronting Mr. Kellerman about the Brady falling off the cliff. I have it actually right here, friend.
Yeah, Molly, you can tell that some of the guys listen to Max and they watch First Take and they know what's being said about, you know, Max and his cliff comments. And I don't want to tell Max to stick to boxing or anything like that because, I mean, you got a job to do, Max. And I understand you got to talk about what you see. I just think you're struggling at your job a little bit.
I'm not struggling at my job.
And
the Patriots are talking about me.
Man, we've gone through losing streaks before. I've lost 2-3 in a row. You struggle. It's okay. If you're in a losing streak, it's okay. Just admit sometimes when you're in the middle of a losing streak is okay, too. That's all I'm saying. A little humility sometimes.
Yeah, so, of course, Max Kellerman would say, well, listen, you could probably reach to my throat and squeeze my neck and kill me in a snap, but everyone's listening to me and everyone's talking about
me.
And in the end, I win.
Yeah. How would the Patriots possibly hear? Like, what do they tape? First Take?
And then someone takes it for them and plays it back.
Oh, yes, Fred. I mean, everyone's referencing.
Exactly what happens.
How about the Patriots' official account took their clips and turned it into a promo?
Belichick has a minion rolling the DVR, and he plays it in the meeting. This is what they're saying about you, Tom.
You realize that when you have to debate something 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, you have to debate everything.
Of course.
You don't mean 90% of what you say.
Of course not, but that's not the point. If you can use it somehow as motivation to play or get Tom Brady amped up a little bit to play, I'm not saying he's going to do it this week, but, you know, you do it.
Well, not to stick with the same show, but this is interesting. So a report that came out this morning from Keith Smith, who works for, I believe, NBA TV. He says teams that are most active in trying to acquire help right now: Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Orlando, Sacramento, and Houston, New Orleans Pelicans, Los Angeles Clippers, all have been coming up regularly as gauging who might be available to have a trade via a buyout. And also, he says that the Boston Celtics are one of the most active teams right now trying to acquire help ahead of the February 7th NBA trade deadline. That is interesting, because what have we been hearing from Danny Ainge over the last several weeks? We're good. Don't need it. Is the team I wanted to put together. And of course, we talked to him yesterday about, you know, if there's chemistry issues, have you ever traded anyone because behind the scenes something was off? And he said no. To that I say, I don't believe you. However, he did say on court he has definitely traded people before, and maybe that's part of the issue as well. So
Danny's always active at this time, regardless of what he says. Every single year we've had him on the air, you know, he said varying things, but he's always active. We always get these reports starting about a month before the trade deadline all the way in. Sometimes he makes trades, sometimes he doesn't make trades. And this is not surprising.
Now, there are people who are reading into what Kyrie Irving did when he called LeBron James and said, hey, you know, I get what you were going through. One of those people is Stephen A. Smith. My man's got some conspiracies. Let's go.
Max Kellerman, something happened last night. I didn't want to bring it up at the beginning of the show. I wanted to wait until now to let you know this, because you'll be very interested in what I'm about to say.
We'll say it.
So I get a text from an unnamed source. I won't tell you who it is. And it said, wow, about Kyrie, with what he had to say about LeBron. He said, wow, I guess it makes it a bit easier for him to come to L.A. now. That was the quote that I received. That was the text message that I received.
That is so good.
And so now we have a situation where I know nothing about this. I haven't asked. I'm just referring to a text I received last night.
I have a feeling I know who it was.
And I will never say who it is. Never.
I think I'm with you.
I will never say who it is, but it says, hey, it's a little bit easier to come to L.A. now. And you have people in the NBA that are now believing if indeed the Boston Celtics loaded with talent, Danny Ainge being the genius that he is as an executive, knowing that he has enough talent not to stick with Kyrie, give him max dollars, how I could be better utilized for other assets, not knowing if you could get Anthony Davis from the Pelicans because you would need them to cooperate in a trade, not knowing if Kawhi Leonard would elect to come to the Lakers and instead go to the Clippers, not knowing if Kevin Durant will elect to come to the Lakers or stay in Golden State or go to the Clippers, all of a sudden there's another guy that's going to be in the free agent market this summer, and this going to be Kyrie Irving.
That is I'm just telling very you interesting.
I love how he saw stuff like this, and then he's talking, and then I'm serious once again.
I got a text message from someone. It was the drummer from Maroon 5. I got an early set list.
A little gentleman by the name of Mr. Skin.
He said,
I know you like ass.
Go to the 5-minute mark in Screwballs.
Apparently. We don't have time to play it, but Brian Windhorst is very upset with what Kyrie Irving did because I don't know what. I think Kyrie Irving, he will forever be bitter towards him because of the things and the things he did to LeBron James and how he basically made LeBron James look bad at one point, and Windhorst not liking what Kyrie did at all, speaking in a very female voice.
Okay.
All right, here, let's let it go. Let's let it play.
It's only a minute. All right, here we go. I'm up top.
Well, this was a pretty big stunner to me. I can imagine it was a stunner to LeBron. Now, LeBron, I am told, after the conversation, felt that it was a genuine and honest conversation. He will take Kyrie at his word.
I thought it was 100%.
I have no clue what Kyrie is doing here. I have difficulty here because Kyrie is... He just does strange stuff sometimes, and I can't
always explain.
You think
that wasn't genuine?
I'm lost, Brian.
Because the way I look at it, and maybe I'm too cynical to answer, to look at this. Maybe I've got too much scar
Ohio
tissue.
Ohio blood.
Maybe I farted and left a mark on my underwear.
Too much scar tissue. Too much tissue.
Yeah, maybe I have hemorrhoids. Maybe I have a fissure from wiping too hard.
I see it as him kind of taking a jab at his teammates still. Because he's kind of saying to his teammates, I'm LeBron now. You guys are the young, stupid kids like I was. Start paying attention to me like I should have been paying attention to LeBron. That's the way I saw it. I also thought it was strange that after the biggest win of the season for the Celtics, that Kyrie would talk about this and not about his team.
Well, it just happened. He said that after the fold.
He knew exactly what he was doing. The Celtics were like, hey, we could end this press conference. And Kyrie was like, no, let's keep talking about this.
Hang on, I have a pen under my foot.
Did he hurt you, Windhorst? Did Kyrie hurt you?
I don't know. Maybe I should just take it at face value and say it was great maturity. But
for this man to pick up the phone and call LeBron, I think it had to be genuine.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I think so.
I think it had to be genuine.
Brian Windhorst. I really want to hear more about it.
Brian Windhorst, what's your read on the whole thing?
Hey, I ate myself female.
You ate yourself female.
I can't grow any hair on my face. Ain't gonna drop my pants. I got another one under my left boob. Just ignore the smell on it.
He ate himself female.
I ate myself not producing much testosterone abusing. Hey. I don't trust you, Kyrie. Maybe I'm cynical and got too much scar tissue. Skin tags and I got some stretch marks. I'm fat.
That's interesting with that.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.